spins a web any size, catches thieves just like flies. Look out, here comes the Spider-Man. Is he strong? Listen, bud, he's got radioactive blood. Can he swing from a thread? Take a look overhead. Hey there, there goes the Spider-Man.
And welcome, everybody, to another stellar edition of RB Grinders, episode 381. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold, the Frosty One himself is on assignment, probably another sex orgy, I'm guessing, guys. Guys, how are you?
Spider sense is tingling.
Yeah, exactly.
Next week is Good Friday, so I have Friday off, but I don't get paid for it, so it's not that good.
Oh, shit, that sucks. I get Thursday and Friday off.
Although I plan on taking Monday off, so it's an extra long weekend.
Yeah. SMT's in chat. What's up, SMT? What about you, Break? How have you been, man?
I'm here.
You're here. Yeah, you are here. Mug is not.
SMT says Hulk Hogan pounded Gawker.
I don't even know what that
sexually
means. Yeah, exactly. All right, dudes, let's get straight to the news so we can get this done and over with, man. We got tons of news stories. Eric, lead us off, bud.
First from Gamatsu, we've got Cyber Dimension Neptunia Online announced. This is Compilehire announced Cyber Dimension Online, which we're calling Cyber Dimension Neptunia Online to attribute to the Neptunia series that it belongs to. Now, the actual Japanese text says Four Goddesses Online, which is a game that Vert plays in that series.
This is Japan only right now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
But so more information is due April 14th.
All right. We'll find out more about it then. I don't know. That sounds okay.
It sounds like it could be like a spinoff for Vert. Yeah. And it'd be about her playing MMOs. Yeah. So you're probably playing a fake MMO.
Yeah. SMT says, yeah.
Or it's SAO. And they are totally going to make fun of that SAO.
Apparently, Gawker has to pay $115 million to Hulk Hogan. So that's...
Wow.
Yeah. That's crazy. I mean, Hulk needs it. Like, he's desperate for money. So, you know, good for him, I guess.
I guess I don't ever show Hulk Hogan's penis.
Yeah, exactly.
And you'll be okay.
Exactly. I did see that video, I think.
Why?
I don't know.
What is wrong with you?
You know how like you're on.
No, I don't want to hear your excuses. I'm sorry I asked.
Speaking of lawsuits, Jim Sterling is getting sued by Digital Homicide's founders.
Oh boy, for what
and
now?
Digital Homicide is a big piece of fuckwad.
Yeah. Oh well.
So what's going on in that?
I have no idea.
Why are they suing him?
They're suing him for alleged damages when all he's really done is criticize his games.
Yeah, that
and
lawsuit.
And I hope he eventually gets arrested for fraud because he's filed his company under multiple different names in order to look like they're different companies.
Yeah.
And they're really shoddy products.
Yeah. Well, here's...
that are using pretty much stolen assets.
Yeah. Here's something that is not using stolen assets.
He pays for them, but he doesn't use them effectively. No. And he claims them as his own.
Yeah. Well, maybe he'll claim this too, guys. Compileheart announces Divine Prison Tower, Mary Skelter for PS Vita. Compileheart announced Kengo Kuto, Mary Skelter for PS. Try saying that five times.
Kongo.
Kongo. Kongo Kutu, whatever.
Kongo Kuchi what now?
Yeah, exactly, man. It's a 3D active dungeon RPG. So it's a collaboration between Compileheart, Dengeki Bunko, and Dengeki PlayStation. Stories written by Yumoji Otono, and character design is by Dakei Naname. Dengeki Bunko will publish a novel based on the title, and Dengeki PlayStation will begin serializing a prequel starting April 4th. It's set in Japan.
Multimedia project.
Yeah. And it goes on to talk about the story set in Japan, September 1999, living prison, suddenly appeared and submerged a great city. How about this? 666 meters underground and went on developing. So there's a little bit of... reference to the Mark of the Beast there. So, I don't know. It sounds interesting. I don't know. Maybe we'll... Eric, are we going to see this here in the U.S. or no?
Well, IFI pretty much publishes anything that you publish unless it's something like Moe Chronicle.
Yeah.
So probably.
Yeah. All right, Breakman. Let's go on to the next story.
Please. Coming to us live from Gamatsu. The last Tinker dev announced Shadow Tactics Blades of the Shogun for PS4, Xbox One, and PC. Publisher Daedalic Entertainment and Last Tinker and the Last Tinker City of Colors developer Oh my Jesus Christ.
Yeah, exactly.
Me Productions have announced Shadow Tactics Blades of the Shogun, a stealth-oriented real-time tactics game. Due out this fall, the game is set in 1615 Japan and sees players take on the role of mysterious Kage-sama, who must command a team of ninjas in a plan to overthrow the new shogun.
There you go.
Who's Trump?
Donald Trump is in chat. Oh,
you're trying to overthrow Donald Trump?
Yeah. Donald Trump is in chat. What's up, the Donald?
Shogun Trump.
Yeah. Trump says if the chick is hot, I would bang her. I have no doubt that you would bang her, Donald Trump. No doubt. And kill...
Oh, yeah, MXT, isn't it?
Of course it's MXT. Come on, man. All right, let's move on to the next story, Eric.
Anyways, I saw the trailer for this, and I was kind of cringing at the really bad Japanese English voice acting. That's stereotypical. It's like, so obviously not a Japanese person speaking, but they're trying to sound Japanese speaking English.
Eesh, yuck. All right, Eric.
Jade Empire do that shit too.
Yeah. Emperor Trump.
I don't remember.
So yeah, please replace the voice acting in the final build of the game, or don't use the voice acting that's in the trailer in the game at all.
Mm. Trump says he's here to make this show great again. yeah, good luck with that,
Trump. Good.
You heard last week's episode, huh?
Yeah. Good luck, Trump.
Yeah.
All right, Breakman, let's go with the next
one. Yeah, we lost Mug and we couldn't get him back, probably because you were still on the call and you had to do it and you weren't here.
And all the audio was shit throughout the whole podcast.
Yeah.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu, Axiom Verge coming to Xbox One and Wii U. Axiom Verge is coming. Why is that the first sentence?
I don't know.
Previously released for PlayStation 4 and PC. And I didn't reread that first sentence because it, you know, was the same.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike my old days where I would have read it anyways. The game's 16-bit retro-style action platform exploration game is influenced by the likes by titles like Metroid, Contra, and Blaster Master, and gives players power over glitches like those found in classic games, enabling enemy scrambling, environmental corruption, and entering hidden areas. I like that. You like can screw the game up.
I like that too. That's kind of a novel concept. That's pretty cool.
I played the game, and the glitch gun doesn't really get that much use beyond its initial place that you use it in.
Trump says we need.
You can still use it though.
Donald Trump says we need to build a wall around Colorado and keep Frank out of the rest of America. Yeah, there you go. That's a good idea, man.
You left out the part where the game's coming to Vita soon.
Oh, there you go.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's right. So, Trump, there you go. All right, let's move on to the next story from Gamatsu as well. Danganronpa 2 for the PC Danganronpa 2 for the PC launches April 18th. So there you go. They announced it to be there the 18th. Sequel's release follows the PC version of the first game, Danganronpa Trigger Happy Havoc, which launched via Steam on February 18th.
I still need to check that out and give a PC port report.
Here's
update in my review for the game that I took back when the PC Vita version came out.
Is it just a literal translation from Japanese to English when they do these long titles, Eric? Like, maybe that's a question best answered by
It's more like they didn't want to translate it directly because it doesn't make much sense in English.
Gotcha.
Like,
so they
might as well leave it alone.
All right, Break.
They did put a subtitle that more or less explains the title.
Yeah. Apparently, Trump quit in chat. So yeah, hopefully, real life mirrors that.
Chris's campaign.
Yeah, I wouldn't hold your breath for that.
I know that's not happening.
You'd have to run out of money somehow.
Yeah, that ain't happening either. So there you go. He's starting to gain a lot of momentum. Like, it's scary that he's...
So is Hillary.
Yeah.
Like this is it's basically in the
Bernie lost Ohio
now.
And like three other states.
Yeah. Bernie's his chances
of Ohio. The liberals are all wanting to vote for a woman just because she's a woman.
No, I think it's well, yeah, initially, but now it's going to be down
and
to
the fact
she is,
that they
it's
might
either
not
her or something.
Who the fuck Bernie Sanders is anyway?
Yeah, well,
which is entirely possible.
Bernie Sanders didn't use any of that. He didn't use any of that super PAC money that Hillary did. He got most of his contributions from small, like, mm-hmm. people. Everyday average people were contributing. The average contribution to Bernie Sanders' campaign was less than $200, mm-hmm. whereas the average tribute to or donation to Hillary's was like over $10,000 or something like that.
Stupid, ridiculous.
Yeah, she's getting – well, not only did she get the PAC 10 money, she's getting all the – all the money from like Wall Street and such like that, whereas, you know, so, you know, she says she's going to break up Wall Street into big banks.
Bullshit.
They're giving her all the money. Why would she do that?
No way. That's not happening, man. Come on. Yeah, you're right.
Whereas Bernie says that and he's not getting money from him, so you're like, okay, maybe he will go after him.
Mm.
But, yeah, so anyway, but that's not going to happen now because it's definitely going to be Hillary.
It's going to be Hillary and Donald Trump. Can you believe that?
Well,
if Trump loses, he still wins because he's doing this to get money anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, if Trump – I honestly think he really wants to be president. He wants the power. Like, he's an egomaniac.
Oh, no question about that. No
so
question.
If he doesn't get all of the electoral votes, Republican Party is talking about doing is having this contested like election. So basically they're going to say that, you know, even though the majority of the people voted for you, Donald Trump, which is ludicrous, we're not picking you. We're going to pick somebody else. And I think that would like, you know, that would be World War III.
That would be stupid. That would if the Republicans had their head on straight, they would put their full support behind Donald Trump. I mean, even they're admitting he's a train wreck in that case.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, exactly.
It's not even going to be close. Like the popular vote is always about 50-50, but this time around, it's not going to matter. Like it's going to be a Democrat. There's no way that Trump's going to be voted in by the delegates. No fucking way. It's not going to happen. Like I would be in some weird, bizarre time warp thing, like alternate universe if that happened, man.
Yeah, it's still messed up. Like, even though I don't agree, like I don't like either one of these two fucking
lying
sacks of shit, egotistical maniacs. I still think if the people vote, like they're like the numbers should be for the people.
Yeah,
right. We shouldn't go for what the party says. Yeah. It should be what the American people say.
Yeah, Freak 5 is saying, wow, a little early to talk about politics. Slow news week? No, we actually don't have a slow news week. We just
– No, I'm sorry. We got sidetracked with Donald Trump. He was in chat with us. Oh, SMT left now because of Donald Trump's speech too.
Yeah.
Damn you. Damn you, Trump.
Yeah, Trump was in chat, Freak 5. That's why we started talking about politics.
Scaring off our chatters and sidetracking the show.
I know. Motherfucker, man. Fucking Trump. It ruins everything. Yeah. All right, Break. What do we got next, bud?
Coming to us live from Gamatsu. Danganronpa.
We just did that one.
I did that one.
We did?
Yeah.
Yes.
Didn't that load? Why did that? the next one's just not loading for me. Oh, that's what's going on. Sorry.
That's right.
Somebody else is going to have to read it. It wouldn't load for me.
Go ahead, Eric.
All right, we got from Eurogamer.net, Square Enix's RPG I Am Setsuna confirmed for Western release this summer. And it says, last year at E3, Square Enix teased an all-new console RPG codenamed Project Setsuna, and now the publisher has finally confirmed Western release, but it's a caveats here. First of all, it's going to be PC and Steam, no Vita version, and it's digital only, supposedly.
Hmm.
Which is, of course, typical of Square. They wouldn't want to foot a retail build for the PS4 version.
Looks pretty good.
And, of course, they'd skip out on the Vita, and then they'd say that if there's enough demand, we'll do it. And, obviously, they said that knowing there probably isn't.
Yeah.
Because it's the Vita.
Freak 5 says Trump can't ruin this show. Break and Frank have already done
that. Although, we might be dodging a bullet here because apparently the Vita version has a lot of technical issues anyway.
Why do I get lumped in with Frank now? What
Jesus Christ. Why do I get lumped in with Break should be the question there, man. Come on. I'm in a – Donald Dump is in chat now. All right. So Donald Trump's brother.
Donald Dump.
Yeah, now.
All right, guys. Let's move on to the next story break.
Yeah, this one actually loaded for me. So coming to us live from Silicon Era. Fall in love with Oz Mafia on April 29th. Oz Mafia, with exclamation behind it, has a release date. The Otome visual novel will be released on Manga Gamer and Steam for Windows PCs on blah, blah, blah. I just said that. And Oz Mafia, players follow a young woman in a story that's similar to Wizard of Oz. The difference being that here, Mafia families rule. The heroine is immediately taken in by the Famiglia Oz.
Mm-hmm.
Which consists of a leader named Caramia. Caramia? Oh, Jesus Christ. Formerly known as a Cowardly Lion. His scarecrow concierge, Kyrie, and Alex, the Tin Man Camperine. They name her Fuka, and the game goes over her adventures.
These are Italian terms. I bet they are mafia specific.
I bet they name.
Oh, okay. That I get that. Over her adventures, that she spends time with them and the Grimm, Anderson, and Stiva families. I don't know Italian, so you know. All characters are based on people from traditional fairy tales with. And Robin Hood, doctor at Sherwood Clinic.
Probably Puss in Boots.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the name is Pass Shit here.
Yeah.
So that's probably the Italian word for Puss in Boots.
Pass Shit. There you go.
Or the name of the character in Puss in Boots.
That sounds interesting. The screenshots look pretty good. Like,
If it's not voiced by Antonio Banderas, I'm not sure I care.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm pretty sure it's Japanese only.
Oh, damn it. They need to get
most visual novels don't get dubs.
Doesn't Antonio Banderas' voice make everything better? Like even those stupid Nasonex commercials. I mean, he has like one of the greatest voices ever, man.
He does have a good voice.
If I was a chick, man, I'd really dig Antonio Banderas.
Oh, don't make excuses. We all know.
All right, let's move on.
People drop rupees all the time, I guess, because they're everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, cutting grass and shaking trees, exactly.
Unearthing rocks.
Yeah. All right, next story comes to us from Destructoid. Baldur's Gate-inspired CRPG...
Oh, wait, did you read the pre-order promotion deal? I don't know if you...
I don't know if I did, man.
If you pre-order it through Manga Gamer, you can take 50% off the price, making it $29.70 instead of $34.95.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the next story. Baldur's Gate-inspired CRPGs live on. Now that it's been thoroughly expanded, Pillars of Eternity can be left to sit and digest while folks work on that Triple Crown achievement. I have no idea what that means. In the meantime, though, Obsidian has a new game in the Pillars of Eternity style called Tyranny, just announced at Paradox's press conference at the Game Developers Conference. Paradox is again publishing. The two companies announced their partnership at GDC 2 years ago. Tyranny takes place in, quote, a world where evil won, rather than offer a good versus evil story. You play as one of the leaders who march the evil empire's army across land. I like that concept. We've talked about this on Grinders, like, the bad guys always lose in RPGs. You know, let's get some evil shit going on.
Speaking of GDC, it's still going on.
Yeah,
it's still going on.
I think so. It might be the last day.
Oh, okay.
All right.
That seems like a long GDC. Okay. Yeah. Coming to us live from Silicon Era.
Yeah.
Like a new manga based on Monster Hunter will be available in English on April 12th. This seems like way overdue. I'm surprised they haven't done this already.
I'm surprised too. That sounds kind of cool.
All right. Viz Media,
because 4 got really popular, so now they're doing stuff like this.
Viz Media will soon be releasing a manga based on Capcom's popular RPG video game series Monster Hunter, written by Keiichi Hikami, with artwork by Keiichi and Shin Yamamoto. The first volume of Monster Hunter Flash Hunter is set to launch on April 12th. Why are you repeating yourself? Mm-hmm. The 10-volume series follows the character Raiga and his fellow hunters as they work to slay giants and ferocious man-eating beasts.
I think that's going to be an interesting series, actually.
Well, here's the rundown.
Yeah.
In an age where monsters rule the world.
Not in a world, in an age.
Yeah. Humanity survives on the fringes, depending on a special kind of hero to defend the people from danger. The Monster Hunters. It takes much courage, skill, and experience to become a good hunter. And when getting hunters, Raiga and his comrades head off to confront the dragon-like Kurupiko. They quickly find out their flaws could cost them dearly. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, there you go. Sounds exciting. I like it.
I guess.
I'd be interested in this. So yeah. Somebody, go ahead and, send us a free copy of that. All right. Get on it. Somebody send us stuff. We need stuff.
I'll have to contact Viz and see what happens.
Yeah, there you go.
Right. Then again, I contacted Sentai and Funimation. I still haven't heard from them.
Yeah. All right, Eric, what do we got next?
We've got, wait, that's a different link. Never mind. We got the transfer process for Hyrule Warriors Legends from 3DS to Wii U. And it says, as you may have heard, Nintendo is allowing players to import characters from the 3DS version of Hyrule Warriors Legends, which includes Tetra, King of Hyrule, Skull Kid, Toon Link, and Linkle into the previous Wii U edition of the game. It's been out in Japan since January, but now that I have a used copy of the game, I can confirm the details of the transfer process. And basically, you just use a code.
Yeah, there you go. So it's not hard. There you go. Everybody's freaking out about that. No big deal.
I'm pretty sure they said this before, but they need to reiterate it.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess if you... Well, I wonder what are they going to do if you don't buy Legends? Or are they going to make that available as a season pass DLC?
Maybe. All right, guys, let's move on to the next one. This story comes to us from Silicon Era. Visual novel Forgotten, Not Lost, explores Alzheimer's. An elderly farmer in medieval times slowly begins to forget the details of his life, breaking the heart of his aging wife in Forgotten, Not Lost, a visual novel on stream greenlight. I can't think of anything more depressing. Players take on the role of the elderly man as he struggles to hold on to his memories, recalling...
Dude, I'm totally not playing this game.
I'm not playing it either.
This is Memento, the game.
Yeah.
I've lived through this in real life. Why would I want to play this game?
Yeah, I don't want to play
this game. You forgot the details of your life. That means you got drunk yesterday, didn't you?
This is interesting. The story's...
No, that's not what I was saying, Eric.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying that I watched somebody die of dementia.
Yeah, it's
and forget everything around them. Yeah, is what I'm saying.
It's really
forget
sad.
Forget who I was and such.
Maybe break this is an inspiring story though. You know what I mean? Maybe there's a message in it. Maybe awareness. I don't know, man. I'm just throwing stuff out there. But I agree. I don't think I'd play this either. Story's inspired by the developer's own work as a caregiver for an elderly woman with dementia. So there you go. Even more depressing. You know, how can it get more depressing than that?
There's something I wanted to mention about the Hyrule Warriors Legends. It's apparently a new 3DS game that was downscaled to make it work on a 3DS.
Hmm.
And it apparently runs like shit on a 3DS.
Hmm. Freak5 says, LOL, new money-making idea. Sell a Trump truck. It will look like a dump truck because if Trump is elected, he's just going to take a dump on the country. And paint it to look like the American flag. I like it, man. Let's patent that. Let's do it. The Trump truck. There you go. All right, next story break.
But wouldn't that inadvertently be giving him, you know, more publicity?
I guess. As long as we make money, you know what I mean? I guess that's going to be the new America. Make as much money as you possibly can.
I like that. I want to make as much money as I possibly can.
Yeah, there you go.
And the funny thing is that Biff Tannen from Back to the Future 2, in particular, was based on Trump.
Ugh. All right.
Coming to us live from Silicon Era, visual novel Chu Singura 46 plus 1 looking to release in English on Steam.
There you go.
Not with that name, it won't. After a visual novel in which a high schooler goes back in time, finds himself living out the historical story of the 47 Ronin, But the Ronin are now entirely female. This is the best day ever for this high school kid.
This is good.
This is coming to Stream Greenlight. Shu Shingura, 46 plus 1, draws from actual historical events surrounding the Ako incident, wherein loyal samurai sought revenge.
Ako, and restored
honor for the fallen master, but changes the story that so all the samurai are women.
So it takes liberties.
Yes. The story has also been changed to be a little lighter, using comedy, romance, and fantasy, exploring more intimate side of the events.
I bet they did, looking at the screenshot.
Cleavage in these screenshots. Yeah,
exactly, man. I was going to say...
What were you going
to
say?
That's what I was going to say. Like, I bet they've changed it to use more fantasy and romance based on the screenshots.
I know. These, like, wow. The screenshots get me interested.
Yeah. What better way to get you interested, Brake, than screenshots of cleavage? You know what I'm saying?
So apparently, it had a Kickstarter, but the Kickstarter was canceled because they got a publisher.
I like that they did that.
Did they get money back?
Yeah.
If it got canceled, then you don't get any transfer of money in the first place.
Mm. Oh, okay. Okay.
And now there's a new Kickstarter with a restructured reward structure and a new funding goal. So I guess they still need more money.
Mm. Well, there you go. I'm sending the link in chat now for that story, so you guys can see in chat the screenshots. All right, next story comes to us.
Where's the link, Freak5Cast demands?
Yeah, exactly. Next story comes to us from Silicon Era. Reunite with a childhood friend in visual novel Season of 12 Colors. I like that name. That's cool. It's going to be – it's already released. The first chapter is already released. Let's see. I'm getting the story here, guys. Season of 12 Colors is an English translation of the Chinese visual novel. It's a tetralogy of visual novels all based around the same theme. Part that comes with the base purchase Summer Message on the Paper Plane is a non-linear collection of childhood memories. The full story emerges when the player sees the game story through several varied memory viewpoints. So yet another visual novel based on memory. It will take players about an hour to get through the Summer Message on the Paper Plane chapter, with two endings available to unlock. The remaining three chapters will be released as DLC in the future. So, there you go. You can get the first chapter right now. And
this sounds a lot more lighthearted than the other game, though.
Oh, dude, it's way more... It really does sound way more lighthearted. Next story, Eric.
Next story is not an RPG, but it was... press release that I got from Atlas, but I couldn't figure out how to actually read the press release on the show, so I just decided to grab a news article.
There you go.
But I wanted to talk about it because it looks weird as hell. Daydreamer Awakened Edition announced for PS4, Xbox One. Atlas is bringing Roland Studios Daydreamer to PlayStation 4 and Xbox One on May 31st and June 3rd exclusively, or respectively, as Daydreamer Awakened Edition, and it will cost $10. And side-scrolling platformer / shoot 'em up was originally released for PC in August 2015, but Awakened Edition adds major gameplay updates and numerous refinements. And it says it follows the story of the last human who wakes up from eternal sleep to an unfamiliar Earth after aliens took over the planet thousands of years prior, and is sent on an expedition to the Earth's core, presumably to drive back the aliens, I guess.
Yeah, one person to drive back the entire alien.
So it's Contra?
Yeah, exactly.
And it does look like it's inspired by that game. And hopefully the improvements they're talking about means that the game actually plays well now.
Mm-hmm. All right,
because I'd never heard of this game when it released on the PC at all.
Yeah. I've never even heard of this game, period. I don't think we've ever done the story on this game till now.
And yeah, the monsters are really weird and out there. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a picture of this bunny rabbit that looks like a stuffed animal, and it's shooting laser beams out of its eyes. Mm-hmm. And there's an Easter bunny egg.
There you go. All right, next story.
What now?
Yeah, Easter bunny.
Did I start drinking? Oh, wait, yes, I did. Never mind.
All right, Breakman, next story, please.
Coming to us live. Oh, you son of a.
Uh-huh.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu, Atelier Sophie coming west for PS4, PS Vita in June. Yeah. Not if I can fucking help it. Atelier Sophie, The Alchemist of the Mysterious Book will launch physically and digitally for PlayStation 4 and digitally PS Vita on June 7th in America and June 10th in Europe.
I'm pretty sure that NIS America is going to be selling a limited edition of some kind.
Well, there is actually here. And NIS America will produce a $99.99 limited edition of the game, including a copy of the game, set of 5.5 inch by 7 inch beautiful mini art prints. They left a period out. That's
it doesn't say which version that's for, but I'm assuming it's both. But $100 is a lot for a Vita game, just to have a physical version.
Well. This is you still get
it's PS4.
Game.
Never mind.
You get a beautiful mini art. You get a 40 inch by 26.8 cloth poster, 2 disc original soundtrack including 38 tracks, which isn't bad, mm-hmm. and a 48-page hardcore art book.
Yeah.
I'd rather.
I'm with you though, Eric. I think it is.
I'd rather they make a separate like special physical edition for the Vita where there's less stuff, but it's a physical copy of the game.
Mm. Yeah, that's you're right. I definitely agree. $100 is way too much.
Way too much, for sure. I think we can all agree on that. So March 22nd is when you can pre-order. So.
It sounds like it might be the whole soundtrack, or at least most of it.
Mm. 38 tracks isn't bad.
No, it's not bad.
I don't know how – well, it's a mobile game. Yeah, that's probably –
it's not a mobile game.
Well, it's on the mobile platform too. Sorry.
Yeah.
But – the Atelier games typically don't have large soundtracks, so 38 soundtracks sounds about right for that game.
Freak 5 is – I don't even know if I should exile him for this. He says, I got it. Trump, when you have anal sex and shit goes up your dick hole.
And it looks like the limited edition's only for PS4, so yeah.
And then you piss the shit out. That's taking a Trump. I like that. That's gross, but very apt. All right.
If Eric, that ever happens to me, I'm going to commit suicide. So if you guys – if I commit suicide, you know what happened.
That'll be the way you go out, right, Bray?
If I ever piss shit, it's time to die.
Yeah. Take whenever you take a Trump. That's what he's saying.
Right? Yes, yeah. It's time to die because there's no coming back from that.
All right, Eric, next story, please.
Next story would be from Gamatsu, and Mystery Chronicles One Way Erotics has been rated in Australia.
Hmm.
It says the Australian Classification Board has rated Spike Chunsoft's Mystery Chronicle One Way Erotics for release outside Japan via publisher Active Gaming Media, which runs the site Playism. And it's basically a 2D forced side-scrolling RPG where the idea is to get to the other side of the screen without dying while still leveling up your characters.
You know why this is a non-article? It says the Australian Classification Board has rated this game, but they don't give us the Australian rating. They don't tell us what it is. It's just a non-story.
Nah, it probably just means – it's probably like somewhere below rated – I think they have a rating 15 plus or something like that.
15
it's probably
plus?
Like, so it's probably like 10.
It looks like a – I don't know. It looks like a fucking cutesy little game. Why does it warrant like a 15 plus? It looks like 7-year-old.
No, I said it's probably below that.
All right. Good. Freak 5 says, I will vandalize your tombstone if that happens. Breakman took a Trump. There you go. So you got that to look forward when you die, Break. Freak 5 vandalizing your grave.
And by the way, this is based on the game that was called One Way Heroics, which you can get on Steam as a plus version. But what they did was they basically took that game and they added an actual story to it.
Mm.
And improved the graphics.
Looks cutesy. Looks pretty decent. I think it looks okay. All right, Break. Last story. Breakman, are you there? We must have lost Breakman. All right, I'll read the last story then. This comes to us from
My bad. I'll read it. I'm sorry.
Oh, there you go. Go
ahead. Comes to us live from Gamatsu. Zero Time Dilemma launches June 20th for PS Vita and 3DS. Sorry, somebody distracted me. I heard you say
they're doing a PC release too.
Zero Time Dilemma, the third entry in the Zero Escape franchise, will launch for PS Vita and 3DS on June 28th in North America and Europe, and June 30th in Japan. Yeah, why is Japan getting it third?
2 days after my birthday.
Because this game sells a lot better in the West than it does in Japan.
Oh, really?
Or this game series, rather.
So June 26th is Frank's birthday.
Yes,
if anybody wasn't paying attention. It's coming from Axis Games and Spike Chunsoft. It will be available physically and digitally in North America and Japan and digitally in Europe.
And if you're quick and pre-ordered it, like back when it was first announced, you could get yourself a little watch.
There you go. Wow, a little watch. Yippee-dee-doo.
Who wears watches? Like, I know the smartwatch is kind of part, but it's like...
There was a watch in the first game, or in the second game, and it was used by the character Sigma, so it's kind of like swag.
Ah, that's all right. That's cool, I guess. I mean, I wear a watch.
And for a while, I think they were selling those editions, and part of the money that was being sold went to, like, a charity or something.
Yeah. All right, guys, so that's the news. We got through it in a very...
Damn it.
What? We're good?
Oh, you cut out. We thought we lost you.
I know. It was just a real quick thing. Yeah, we're good to go. Yeah, so we got through the news, guys. Can you believe that?
We did a
decent job of that. Homie discounts, Eric.
Homie discounts. Dragon Quest X's free to download until the 31st in Japan.
Yeah. Freak 5 is exiled.
Gee, thanks for getting our hopes up there.
I know.
Why would they do it here if they didn't have it already?
I know. I was kidding, dude. Relax.
Why? You know, is there any talk? Like, we have heard very little.
I know. Me and you both said we were both positive.
They're not going to bring it over here because it's an MMO, and MMOs are difficult to do.
But they've already done it. Just fucking release it here. I want to play the motherfucking game.
No, it costs money and time and resources that Square doesn't want to spend on that.
Because they're cheap motherfuckers.
Because
man.
There's not enough of a user base. That's why.
Ugh, fuck Square Enix. All right, break.
I mean, Square's also Square, too, so there's that.
Yeah, there's that. Exactly. All right, break, man. Any Twitter questions?
Oh, there's a lot of Twitter questions. Somehow, remember when you were last here, Freak said he sent us a message and I couldn't see it. I don't know why it didn't load or not, but I do have it now. So this is coming from back when.
Just read it. What
does it say? Which RP Grinders co-host would you like to switch bodies with, like Freaky Friday, with no idea how long the switch will last?
Oh, that's an interesting question.
Since I've never seen Moria's wife and Eric isn't married, and I've seen Frank's wife, I'm switching with Frank.
That's a very good answer, actually. Shit, I would probably do the same. But
if you had Moria's body, you'd probably be undergoing depression because of his mental state.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I don't want...
even if you... Your consciousness switches. You still have to deal with his brain.
Ooh, yeah, no, I'm good with
that.
So
it's like Mortal Kombat in his head?
Yeah, pretty much. I would say...
And if you were Frank, you'd have to hate cops all the time.
Yeah, pretty much. yeah, see, he says, remember, Frank will be banging Mrs. Breakman. Exactly. That's
all
right.
I'll be banging Mrs. Frankman. Wait,
Mrs. Frankman.
Touche, but okay. That we're at an impasse there.
So, what about you, Eric?
I probably have to go with Frank too.
Because of Whippix.
Everybody loves Whippix.
That's right, man. All right, what else we got, Brady?
And he said he had an easy answer to the question, which he asked us like 3 weeks ago, which is what game world would you want to live in? He said the Playboy Mansion game world, which I think I said too.
Yeah, I think he did say that.
And let me see, scrolling up. There's a lot to scroll here. What did Frank do to break the show last week? I don't know. And then MXT actually tweeted us, and he said, no! Like Vader at the end of Star Wars episode. Freak 5 Chaos said, what video title would you watch if it was the title of porn, simply by the title if there was no association with the video game? Mm. Video title would you watch if it was a title of porn?
Give us an example, Freak 5, then I'll go from there. I'm not quite understanding what you mean.
Yeah, I'm kind of lost on that one too, but he's got more, so he can get back to us on that one because he's got other questions for us. What comic book character do you want made into a TV show or a movie? Would you want a movie or a TV show? Wow, since they've really made it, they've made pretty much everything I want.
Yeah, I know. I was
like the one thing, like I said, I've been waiting for forever is the X-Men versus Apocalypse, and that's happening.
Yes, that's happening.
And the Flash is on television. Batman movies are on. Awesome. I got no complaints. I can't really think of anything.
Mine was Infinity War, but they're coming out with that. So
maybe if you're going to go like really obscure characters, or maybe some like B-list characters, maybe like a Booster Gold movie or something like that.
Maybe something like
Teen Titans movie might be good.
Oh,
There's going to be a cartoon Justice League versus Teen Titans movie.
That'll be cool. I'd like to
apparently. Tyragon or whatever his name is.
What about
made the Teen Titans or the Justice League evil? Now they have to stop them to save the world.
Yeah. One that would interest me is Beta Ray Bill, or maybe a Silver Surfer movie, even though he was.
Yeah, they need to make up for that one.
Yeah. Big Five says he wants a Lobo movie. That's in development.
Oh, what about a Gen 13 movie?
Oh God, that would be awesome, man. Gen 13,
I'd like to see a Green Arrow movie.
That'd be cool.
There's already a Green Arrow series, but called Arrow. But yeah. a movie version of that.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, my problem with like the movie versions is what they're kind of doing. So they're using different actors for the characters. So there's going to be a Flash in the Justice League movie, but it's not going to be Grant Gustin.
You know what? I don't mind that because I'm guessing that the actor doesn't want to, you know, take that role onto the big screen because of.
Are you kidding me? Like, that's a paycheck.
Is there going to be an Iron Fist movie?
Yeah. Yes. No, Iron Fist series.
TV show.
Yeah.
It's coming to Netflix.
Yep.
It's apparently.
When's Black Panther coming out?
People aren't happy. Yeah. Black Panther is going to be in the upcoming. Captain America, Civil War.
Black Panther is one of my favorite Marvel characters. I love the Black Panther. I love the Black Panther. So, yes, I'm definitely excited. And by the way, the theme music I played was the Spider-Man theme. I'm really excited to see Spider-Man. Did you guys see
be in that.
That costume is awesome, man. It's like the best costume out of all of them. That's the way Spider-Man should look like, you know? Freak 5 says actually he would want Lobo to be a Netflix series. I agree with that as well, even though
it's... Yeah, they announced they're working on a Lobo movie now. I'm not like... I'm never...
I'm excited for that. Lobo's awesome, man.
As long as Snyder stays away from it.
I always thought Lobo was like the poor man's Punisher, kind
of. I like Lobo, man. I think Lobo's awesome. He's cool. But Punisher looks awesome in the Daredevil series. So.
Oh, God. Freak, better not spoil anything for us because I can't wait to watch it.
Can we get a reboot of Green Lantern?
Please. Yes, please.
I liked the original movie, but it could have been a lot better.
It could have been way better. It wasn't as bad as what people thought, but it could have been way better.
There were a lot of like extra plot points that were just like, why? And then... Mm-hmm. Like, you've got Ryan Reynolds. He should be cocky and arrogant. Like, he's supposed to be not afraid of anything. He's supposed to be Hal Jordan. This wussy guy pretending to be Hal Jordan.
Just make a new Green Lantern movie with, like, a different Green Lantern.
Mm.
Just forget about
it. Yeah, John Stewart. That'd be awesome.
As what?
Green Lantern? Yeah, maybe.
No. Really?
Why not? Why not? He looks like
he is a Green Lantern. Is that his name? Stuart? Is that his name?
I can't remember his name. I think it is. It's Stuart.
I thought you were talking about the John Stewart.
No, he should be. He looks like Green
Lantern.
He's
not an action guy, though.
I know. He's not an action guy, but he still looks the part, man, for sure.
What you could do is you could have a stunt double and then digitally faces over him dub over him.
Freak 5's clarifying.
I'm referring to the Green Lantern they used in the DC comics. DC cartoons of 20-odd aughts.
Yeah. Freak 5 says...
I think it's John Stewart, right?
There's also Henry.
Freak 5 says if you
John
saw...
John Henry Iron. Yeah. He was all right.
Freak 5 says if
and
you
there's
saw...
there's Kyle Renner.
If you saw... If you saw a porn called Final Fantasy or Dragon Quest and there was no video game with those titles, would you watch them? I would watch any porn, pretty much. I mean,
I'd turn it on to see what it was.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If it offends me within a few seconds, I can turn it off, you know. But...
There you go.
What's Cherry Pop-Tart?
I don't know, but that sounds like a naughty porn for sure. Yeah. All right, anything else, Break?
On what? Oh, Netflix. I'm sorry. Now, what are we on? Twitter? My bad.
Twitter questions.
So back to Freak 5. And further, if a movie R or PG-13, if a TV show Netflix like Jessica Jones and Daredevil or Primetime like Flash and Arrow. Mm. I don't know. Whatever, man. There's so many. We're kind of like in superhero overload right now. We're getting pretty much everything.
Speaking of superheroes, Batman from Telltale is coming out in the summer.
Awesome. Hey, Freak 5 says...
I can think of my brother loves Cable, like that character, and he loves like Grifter, like the Wildcats. Like those two would be good movies for him.
Well, Cable's going to be in the next Deadpool movie, so that's...
Oh, he is,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I mean, it makes sense because they are made by the same guy, but...
Yeah. No, that's going to be cool. So Freak 5 says, so which video game title would you want to see as a porn? I don't know. Wolf Among Us, maybe? There you go. That's a good one. Or Twilight Princess?
I know who the Wolf Among Us is.
Exactly. There you go. Freak 5 sent us something here. I'm going to see if I can look it up. Cherry Popped. Oh, there you go. That's... A slutty party girl and a parody of Archie's Riverdale. Okay, I get it. Sweet. That's cool. I'll take it. Yes, that's fine. No worries. We'll take it all. Anyways. All right, what else? Break, anything else?
That's it.
Okay, so basically what Freak 5 is saying, which video game title would you want to see as a porn? So, how about Skyrim?
Skyrim job.
Yeah, Skyrim
job. Mass Effect. I mean, then I'm thinking all the naked aliens. I don't really want to see a naked alien.
If there's three-breasted women, I'd like to see that. That'd be good.
Oh, that'd be good, but usually you're going to get purple women with tentacles coming out of spots you don't want to see.
That's true, too.
Yeah. Right. So yeah, let me see what. God, I can't think of something.
You've been playing a game called Massive Chalice. Maybe that's something you want to see break. Massive Chalice.
that does sound pornographic. No, that game sucked. I stopped playing it. Thank you very much.
All right, Break Man, what have you been playing?
Not Massive Chalice. not that game. Nothing new. Record Keeper, which they've been adding new characters, new stages.
You kind of broke out, bud. You there?
And they got every stuff. What?
You kind of broke up a little bit there.
No, I was just saying Final Fantasy Record Keepers, during their 1 year anniversary, they're giving away a bunch of free stuff right now, and then that's cool.
All right, Eric, what have you been playing?
I've been playing Stranger in Sword City for the Xbox One and Twilight Princess HD, and I played a little bit of Pokken Tournament. Played a little bit of Trillion 2, but I played so little that I mainly just got through story sequence stuff, and I haven't really played yet, so I didn't put it in my list.
Freak 5 is exiled again.
Just because he said Frank wants to watch a Wolf Among Us porn, that sounds like it would be a furry porn.
How dare you? This, I am not Tiger Claw. Yeah, I am not Tiger Claw, you son of a bitch. All right. Real
Tiger
quick,
Claw's not a Yiffer.
Whatever.
I don't think he is.
I've been playing. Dude, how much he talks about furries? I mean, come on, man. He's got to have looked like.
Haven't seen him talk about furries because I don't go in the chat rooms where he is.
Oh god, dude, he's talking about furries all the time. MPQ, of course, and Twilight Princess. I I didn't get a chance to play all the way through the first Twilight Princess version on the GameCube. As a matter of fact, I don't even think I own that game.
Rather the Wii, because it launched the Wii first.
Oh, and the Wii. Yeah, that's right. I'm sorry, the Wii. But didn't they have it on the GameCube as well?
Yeah, because it was originally going to be a GameCube game, and then they ported it to the Wii.
Yeah. I don't see any major upgrades graphically on the HD version. I mean, it
They just cleaned it up so that it looks nice.
Yeah, it's not, but, you know.
But they did add gamepad touchpad support so that you can swap items that way.
It's playing really nice. Like, it's a good, solid Zelda game.
Epona's movement is really fucked up, though. I hope they patch that.
Yeah.
And they, for whatever reason, Tantalus couldn't figure out how to implement simultaneous control of both the Pro Controller and the gamepad, because in Wind Waker, you could switch between the two on the fly. But, I mean, they couldn't be active at the same time unless you were playing on the Wii U Pro Controller and you could still use the touchpad for stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you have to start the game that way. And if you want to switch control schemes, you have to switch back. And this might be a bug, but if you use the Wolf Link amiibo to quick load the game, which is stupid that such a feature is locked behind such a thing, among the fact that there's a hidden dungeon that gives you the bottomless ruby wallet if you have the other ones. But the fact that that it automatically locks you into the Pro Controller setup means pretty dumb, and there's like no way to fix that.
That sucks. Freak Pies says he's been playing Link to the Past and Link Between Worlds and Zombies Run. I've never even heard of Zombies Run.
Sounds probably like a just one of those endless running games on the mobile.
Yeah,
I hate those games.
Yeah.
It's like, it sounds like Temple Run, but zombies.
Yeah,
that it's exactly like that. Well, I mean, I don't know. That's what I was referring to. I don't know if this game is like that.
Yeah, that would be kind of fun, actually. I've watched my daughter play Temple's Run several times. She's really good, but
I hate those games.
I don't like
it's because
playing.
I'm so terrible at them.
Yeah, me too.
Especially like Flappy Bird. I just want to break my phone and play that game.
You know, the interesting thing about Link's Awakening is that it was originally envisioned as a Game Boy port of Link's Past, but they decided to make it something completely different.
Is it wrong that playing Flappy Birds makes me want to drive to the developer's house and punch him in the face? Oh, I'm sorry. That's wrong. My bad.
Freak 5 says it's a game with an audio drama while you're out running. So that sounds kind of cool. I guess it's a cool concept. It's funny that you mentioned Flappy Bird, because I actually played that today for the first time in a long time. And yes, it's still as aggravating as ever. So
yeah.
All right, let's move on to our stinkos. Eric, do you have any stinkos this week?
No.
All right, Breakman, you have a stinko?
I've got a couple.
All right.
We've known about the
other one was last week, wasn't it?
What?
The other one was the end of last week, right?
No, finished.
I've got two stinkos.
Go ahead, Break.
One goes to, we found out in this previous week that they've been saying, hinting at it, that the Flint crisis in Flint, Michigan is not just in Flint, Michigan. It is nationwide. Lead levels have been leaking into the waters of our schools across the country and daycares. Yeah. Our government has been killing our kids.
Wow. That's
pretty
not
much
cool.
By not. I mean, the EPA has not done its job in regulating. It hasn't. Any of the protections that have been put in place haven't been observed. Laws have been broken. And who suffers? Our children.
Oh God, man! I'm so glad my kids aren't in a public school, man. Maybe our water supply is not tainted. Hopefully, that would.
Water supply isn't tainted yet. Anyway,
well, I saw the maps and Ohio. There's a pretty bad element of an Ohio, but we're not the worst states. I think it's Pennsylvania, New Jersey. Those are actually the worst states. The states that got hit the hardest with it, if I remember the map correctly. But it's nationwide. So even states as far off as California are still having the lead problem.
God damn. You would have thought California would have been the number one place for zero lead for all the shit that they had in the 80s. You remember that break? All the the lead in the water in California, like mid-80s. Exactly. Yeah. They had a big dilemma there, for sure. All right, anything else, Breakman?
Yes, my other stinko goes to daylight fucking savings time.
God damn it, I hate daylight savings time, man. It's the stupidest concept ever. You save an hour of daylight. It's so dumb.
And people don't want to change it because tradition, and those farmers will get upset. Farmers just fucking get up earlier.
Yeah. When this rule was put
your
into
place,
your body
will adjust just like we always have, but then you won't have to do it anymore.
When this rule was put into place, electricity was not as universal as it is now. Like a lot of farmers just did not have access to electricity, so they were going by candle or the sunlight. So back then, I understand why they did this. Agriculture was our number one export. I don't know if it still is. I think electronics, personal electronics is now, like the iPod and stuff. Mm-hmm. But it used to be agricultural.
I'm pretty sure Europe got along just fine without having to do something like that.
Yes.
Yeah. But anyway.
So destroying the rest of the world.
So they did that whenever it was. And then it was not last year. It was a year before. Maybe it was 2015. It was 2015 or 2014. Our Congress said, hey, this is working great. Everybody loves this. And then, so they extended it.
Yeah, I
that's
fucking
how
hate
out
it.
Of touch our fucking government is.
You know what's funny? We think of Arizona as being like wacky weird, right? With all their stupid Republican ways, right? Like they're just a weird state. But there's part of Arizona, I think it's Phoenix and Tucson, that don't observe daylight savings time, and they're just
so smart.
Fine.
I want to move there.
I don't want to move there, but it's too hot.
Just to not do daylight savings time, I'm ready. I'm going.
Ah, dude.
And no snow, too. Snow sucks.
Yeah. And Freak 5 says something interesting here, too. They would get up at the same fucking time anyways when the sun was up. It wouldn't fucking matter what the clock says. Exactly. Like, there's no reason for it. It disrupts everything. It disrupts sleep cycles and mental states. Like, it is just one of the most worthless things ever.
And it disrupts your workplaces that have locks on the doors that are set to certain times that they forget to fix. So when you go to work on Monday and you're not there early enough, then the door will lock on you. You have to bother the people at the reception and then to hit the button to let you in.
Yeah, there you go.
And I don't know about you guys, but I always feel like off because my schedules shift basically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like everything I've done is shifted by 1 hour, so I feel really weird.
Well, not only do you feel weird, but it throws your eating cycle off by an hour.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like everything is completely flipped. Yeah, it's changed by an hour. It's shifted.
It's awful. It's just awful. It's
freaking stupid, and it needs to stop.
It does. I totally agree. Totally agree. But fucking one extra hour.
Do we have to lobby this shit?
Oh my god, it's so stupid. But there's no money in it. That's why there's no lobby against it, man. Like it's stupid.
I doubt that. I bet farming
industry, like the
there's like a term, but yeah, they heavily lobby for it. Yeah. I bet still. I don't know why.
Yeah, and this
is because they're traditionalists, I guess.
He's joking. Freak 5 is joking. He said he was on vacation, so it didn't affect him. But so what, you know? But
it threw off his pooping cycle.
Yeah, well, see, and that's actually, I mean, he's making a joke, but that's actually true. Yes. You're used to pooping at a certain time, so usually you kind of like whether or not you're at work, you kind of go at the same time, right? I mean, that's how I am. Like I go, you know, and it does. It throws off your pooping cycle, which sucks. This show has devolved into talking about pooping cycles. Oh, boy.
Digimon, there are monsters that throw poop.
Yeah, I need a beer with that.
Yeah, exactly. My stinko is fucking snow.
I 120,000,000,000% agree with you.
Dude, like we have had awesome weather. Ever since the Broncos won the Super Bowl, we've had nothing but sunshine and awesome weather. And just – what was it? Last night into today, we got snow. I shouldn't be surprised because March is the snowiest month in Denver, but –
February is for us usually.
Yeah, March is for us, and it's fuck snow.
Yeah.
Yeah, because people don't know how to drive. Like we have a lot of transplants that come here, and they just don't know how to drive in it. They just don't know how to drive in snow. It's weird. Like I don't know.
I try and stay off the roads when it snows, not because I don't know what I'm doing. It's because
other people don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, other people don't know what they're doing, and you can't control conditions. So like you can run over a patch of ice. Yeah. At some point or something. Things just aren't in your control.
Right, right.
No, and especially other drivers aren't in your control.
It's definitely a scary proposition for sure. All right, let's move on to our Sweetos. Eric, let's start with you. Do you have a Sweeto this week?
Sweetos, I don't think I have any either. Right.
Brakeman. Did Brakeman leave to get a beer? He probably went to go get a beer.
He said March Madness. That's what he wrote.
Yeah. We'll let him explain that when he gets back. Mine is I'm going to do kind of a mini review of Cloverfield Lane. I went and saw it with Whippix today.
Do I need to see Cloverfield first?
I would just for some context. Like,
yeah, I've wanted to see that movie. I've just never had an opportunity.
You should watch it. It's hard to watch. Like if you don't like shaky cam, you won't like Cloverfield, the original.
I don't know. I've never like the only shaky cam movie I can really think of is Blair Witch, and that was just a shitty movie.
I thought Blair Witch was okay. I really liked the ending.
It had a really good start. I thought like it had this build. Like they had a pretty good build up, and then all of a sudden about halfway through you realize nothing's happening. It's building up to nothing, and then and then it just ends. Like what?
Well, the ending was kind of scary to me. Like seeing that guy just standing there, and then them ending, it kind of left your mind to its own machinations, which I really like. That's one of the things I like about that movie. But Cloverfield was an interesting movie, at the very least. I mean, it wasn't the best.
It's a giant monster movie, and I like those. So it's one of those I've just wanted to see, but never had the opportunity.
I liked it. Okay, like most people had problems with the shaky cam. I'm not a big fan of shaky cam, but this movie was probably one of the better ones. I'd say it had a decent story, stuff like that, but 10 Cloverfield Lane takes a different and interesting kind of twist. Like
it has John Goodman, and he's amazing.
He is very, very good in this movie. But you just get a sense of claustrophobia. It's set like
I hate that.
That
adds to the tension. I hate that feeling.
Yeah, dude, it's pretty good. Like it had a. I don't know. I'm not going to spoil anything for anybody, but it's pretty intense. There's some suspense in that movie, and if you think you're getting Cloverfield 2, you're really not. It's a completely different movie. I like the direction that it took. It focused on the human element of what's going on as opposed to the whole alien
giant monster destroy.
Yeah, exactly. But There's some kind of references to that, so that's, I don't know, it's an unsettling feeling. Freak5 says, last week's Sweeto was a surprise Frankless episode because of Frank's surprise B-Day party. No, it was my daughter's birthday, so.
I'm so sorry, man. I'm glad you survived.
Well, we went to I don't know if they have boondocks where you guys are at. Like, it's just one of those places where you can go go-karting and a bunch of video games, bowling, stuff. Like a sort of like a Dave and Buster's type thing.
I mean, we've got Dave and Buster's. We got other places like that around here, GameWorks.
Yeah.
What's that one over in Forest Fair?
They're building a GameWorks here. I have no idea what that is, GameWorks.
It's all right.
Yeah. Let's see. Freak5 says this week his Sweeto is Daredevil. He bought a projector last week. He may have to watch Daredevil using that. Why not?
Man? Ooh, that's dude, awesome. You do have to.
Yeah.
I don't know why you question yourself on this one. You have to.
I haven't even I haven't seen any of the season 2 episodes, which just came out today, but it looks, from the preview, it looks badass, man. Like, it just looks really good. So,
yeah, let's bring in Punisher, let's bring in Elektra, and then, why not? Let's make him fight ninjas, too.
Yeah, fuck yeah. I'm down. Let's do it. 10 Cloverfield Lane, I'm going to give a 7.5 out of 10. I think it's definitely worth seeing, if you don't have enough money, just catch it on a rental. But I'd recommend seeing it at the theater, just because the sound is pretty amazing in it. So there you go. All right. Anybody
else? When's that Hardcore Henry come out?
I don't know. It looks interesting.
Next month.
Yeah. I should be sure to find a theater with an IMAX because I think that's probably going to be the best way to see them.
That's kind of what the way I want to see it too. Like, I'm not expecting this to be a good movie, but I'm expecting to enjoy it at least.
At least see it in 3D, so I can at least get some of the feel of the IMAX.
At the very least, it's got a chance to be the best video game movie ever, even though it's not based on a video game, right? I mean, it's a first-person shooter.
We're trying to be a video game,
right? It looks like a first-person shooter. It's an interesting concept. I don't know. I'm down for it. I want to see it. It looks interesting. You know what else has the best chance to be the best video game movie ever? And I never thought that it would be this one. Is that Ratchet and Clank movie? Have you guys seen that? Like the trailer for that? It looks interesting. It looks decent.
I haven't seen anything on that movie since it was first announced.
Yeah, it looks decent. So, all right. Does anybody else have any reviews, lulls, anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's move on to we're gonna do a cognitive biases, Eric. Right?
This one's the status quo bias.
All right. What's this one?
It says, we humans tend to be apprehensive of change, which often leads us to make choices that guarantee that things remain the same or change as little as possible. Needless to say, this has ramifications in everything from politics to economics. We like to stick to our routines, political parties, and our favorite meals at restaurants. Part of part of the perniciousness of this bias is unwarranted assumption that another choice will be inferior or make things worse. The status quo bias could be summed up with the saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. An adage that fuels our conservative tendencies. And in fact, some of our commenters say this is why U.S. hasn't been able to enact universal health care, despite the fact that most individuals support the idea of reform.
Yeah, I think we're all guilty of status quo bias. You know, in sports terms, like Brake would get this, like the NFL has that mentality, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, going along the lines of CTE and all the head trauma type stuff. I mean,
the Redskins are still the Redskins.
Exactly. If it ain't broke, why fix it? They really should change that name. Like, I think it's super offensive, regardless of what piece of shit Daniel Snyder
or the fact that, you know, you probably shouldn't be calling people sluts. Yeah. Even if you're not trying to be mean.
It's not just the Redskins, but like that's the number one. Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Like, really?
Yeah.
You don't go around calling people white skins or black skins or brown skins or something like that. How come Redskins is – how come Native Americans are a fine target?
Dude, you know why? Because they're an easy target and a lot of them don't fight back. Like they just they've pretty much thrown their hands up in the air and said, fuck y'all. That's – you know, and I can't say as I blame them because nobody ever does shit about it. You know, I mean, how long have the Redskins been in existence? Like what, 40 years? 50 years? I'm not sure. You know,
the doctor sucks, but so does Hulk Hogan.
Yeah,
but yeah. Well, the thing with that, like, because I don't agree with like Hulk Hogan's an asshole and shit, and Gawker, like, fuck them. But like, basically, if you know, it's doesn't anybody have a right to privacy?
Right.
According to Gawker, no.
Hey, well, if it means Kotaku goes away forever, then yay.
Yeah. Gawker sucks, man. Gawker
like they
sucks.
Like it,
Jezebel and. Like, Kotaku should just go away. Yeah. And if that's what it takes, all for it.
Yeah. I don't know. That whole Gawker thinking is weird to me. Like you guys heard about what happened with Erin Andrews, right? Well, she was awarded like $55 million or whatever. She's not going to see, you know, maybe a quarter of that money, which is still...
Well, half of that money is supposed to come from the guy that did it. He's broke, so she's not going to get that half.
Right.
I mean, she's just not going to get a dime from that. And then the other half is going to be litigated again because they're going to appeal it.
Oh, boy. Why
and they're
going to
probably get the price down on it. And, you know, she might get like $5-10 million out of this, something like that.
Still, it's like not enough. I mean, that shit was horrible. Freak 5 says, as far as I understand, the native tribes are sovereign nation. They are individually, but they They still have to follow some. I don't know. It's really weird. Like, I don't know. Like, if I was the Washington Redskins owner, I'd immediately call for a change. Like, I know there's a lot of money involved, but you can still make tons of money with a different logo, mascot, all that stuff.
So. Well, it's not just money involved, too. He'd also have to deal with the butthurt billionaire's friends that he hangs out with, you know?
Oh, yeah, for sure, because they'll lose a little bit of money, too. Like, yeah. You know, it all ties back into money. If
you lose money for a while, but then you'll make it back.
Yeah, eventually. If Daniel Snyder...
You need to understand, though, a lot of rich people are not okay with giving money, like losing money up front to get it back. Like a lot of people are, because they...
Because people are myopic and stupid and greedy. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of people that are like exactly like that, Eric.
Yeah.
Myopic, greedy, and stupid. Yes.
Right.
And racist.
I guarantee if Daniel Snyder knew he could make a profit year one by a new logo, it would change. It would change. I mean, yeah. I guarantee it. It's all about fucking money. So, all right. Let's do this negativity bias so we can get that one out of the way. Negativity bias is people tend to pay more attention to bad news. And it's not just because we're morbid. Social scientists theorize that it's on account of our selective attention, and that given the choice, we perceive negative news as being more important or profound. We also tend to give more credibility to bad news, perhaps because we're suspicious or bored of proclamations to the contrary. More evolutionarily, heeding bad news may be more adaptive than ignoring good news. Example, saber-toothed tigers suck versus this berry tastes good. Today, we run the risk of dwelling on negativity at the expense of genuinely good news. Steven Pinker, in his book, The Better Angels of Our Nature, Why Violence Has Declined, argues that crime, violence, war, and other injustices are steadily declining, yet most people would argue that things are getting worse. What is a perfect example of the negative bias at work? This is true.
Most games suck now.
Well,
anime sucks now.
Right, or music, or whatever else. This is definitely true in
good old days.
Yeah, it's the good old day thing. Like, people will say, "Man, it was so much more wholesome back in the day." You know, growing up was so much more.
This is obviously what we're talking about, but it's related.
But if you think about it, like even going back to the Wild West days, I mean, there was never a more violent time in the United States than the Wild West. There's a reason why it was called Wild West, and you know, ever since then. People think it's worse now than even back then, and that's absolutely not true. Like, I would a million times over rather
live... We have unions, and this is why we have weekends off.
Yeah, I would much rather live nowadays than the old West days. I mean, people used to shoot people just to shoot people back in the day. You know, it's like...
People still think that we're in the Wild West, which is why there's all these gun deaths.
Yeah.
We've got a bunch of idiots that don't know how to use guns
because
they believe they need to have guns.
Yeah. Freak 5 says they could jack up the price on the stuff on the old logo and sell it on eBay as well when they get rid of it because of the controversy. I agree with that. They would make money. There's no question. I mean,
the thing is they'd have to – and this is what I was talking to Freak 5 Chaos and Chats. They would have to completely rebrand themselves.
Yeah.
And when you have an old product, you just dump it basically.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't really make that much money off of the old stuff, but they would spend a fortune on having to redo everything. It's jerseys, helmets, signage on the stadiums, every piece of merchandise they sell.
Mm-hmm.
Everything would have to change. So it's going to cost a lot of money.
Yeah, I think that we should just refer to the Washington...
So like you said, it all comes down to money.
I think we should just refer to the Washington team as the Washington racist, because that's what it is. To me,
the Washington racist.
I mean, it's horrible. Like, I can't even bring myself to say it without...
I'm going to call them the white skins.
The white skins. There you go.
I can do that. I'm white.
Gosh, man. It's so dumb. Like, it's just stupid. All right, guys. I think
the Washington white skins. Actually, that has a nice ring to it, don't you think?
Oh, my God. You're opening up Pandora's box. Jesus Christ.
Now you're sounding like a pro-white.
Now you've done it.
Washington white skins.
Where's Trump when you need him? Where's Trump? You know? Trump. We need Trump in chat, but
that's true. He says people that are opposed to the change, they would start buying up all the stuff. Yeah, but you would stop manufacturing that stuff.
Yeah.
So you're not going to be selling it to stores you're not going to be selling it to like Walmart so they can buy it anymore, because Walmart's not going to be wanting your old stuff.
Yeah, exactly. All right. I think that's going to do it for this episode of Grinders. I know it was a quick episode, but, I got shit to do. So, it's whatever.
And no, literally, he has to take a shit.
I do. I have to take a shit. Like right now. Like right now, I have to take a shit. All right, Eric. Give us your plugs, man.
You can find me on Twitter at EricRPG, and then there's several websites I write for. TotallyGN, GameTactics.com, VogNetwork.com, HonestGamers.com, and FosterBattleBrigade.com. And I have a YouTube channel that I haven't updated in a while, and I'm going to finally upload my if it recorded it correctly, I'm going to upload my unboxing video of the Fire Emblem Special Edition.
Awesome. That's awesome, Eric. Anything else? No?
I look forward to more reviews, I guess. Have a good weekend.
All right.
And hopefully you're not too drunk from yesterday. St. Patrick's drunk in Everly.
I should have played some Irish music. I didn't even think about that. Oh, well, we got Spider-Man. That trumps it.
He's Irish, isn't he?
Oh, look, Hollywood Hulk Hogan.
Oh, yeah, Spider-Man's drunk all the time. You didn't know that?
Hollywood Hulk Hogan just
He swings through the air like an alcoholic spider.
Yeah. Hollywood Hulk Hogan joined the end of the show, so welcome back, MXT. All right, Brake.
No, okay. Now, I'm confused, because we found out Hulk Hogan is a racist, and, he's not a good guy and stuff like that, but Hulk Hogan was the evil version of Hulk Hogan. Or Hollywood Hulk Hogan was the evil version of Hulk Hogan. So is Hollywood Hogan the actual good version of Hogan then? Because we found out the original Hogan's actually the bad guy.
Yeah, that's a good point, man. That's a wrestling reference, man. Like actual in-ring reference. I like that, Brake.
Hollywood Hulk Hogan was the good guy all along. We did not know this.
Right. I don't know. That makes sense. All right, Brake. What are your plugs, bud?
You can plug at Morian Mug, because he will be back, I promise.
Yes.
I promise.
Probably next week.
At @break_man and at RP Grinders.
Okay. Hollywood Hulk Hogan says, the Hulkster's not racist, the Hulkster loves Popeye's chicken. So there you go.
Oh my I never God. Had Popeyes.
Oh my God.
I'm not racist because I like the same thing that right. I assume that black people like because I'm racist. I mean, wait a minute.
Oh, man. Freak Five says yes, but if the Redskins owner suddenly put out a new logo and quit selling stuff with the old logo, then under a different label, sell all the stuff with the old logo at a jacked up price on eBay. They would make money on the stuff that had just been taken up space. That's actually true. So I don't know.
They can't do that forever, though.
Yeah.
For a while.
All right. My plugs are as follows. I want to thank everybody that joined chat. MXT, Freak 5 Chaos, SMT was in there. Hollywood Hulk Hogan was in there. Donald Trump, a bevy of racist
also, I want to say CGI Zelda artwork is like hilarious.
Yeah.
So bad it's good.
Check out previous episodes of this show. Check out our Twitter handle. Breakman will definitely get back with you on anything that you want to post there, comment. Give us a shout out. Just let us know you're out there, whoever's listening, at RP Grinders.
We've been at a 7 o'clock show for years, and you still don't know this,
I know.
MXT.
I know. MXT's like so out of it.
Daylight save. I give him a pass this week. Daylight savings time has screwed us all up.
Only this week, MXT. That's it. No suit for you. Make sure to check out Wherewithal, the show that I do with Whippix. We should be making a new show fairly soon. No promises, but we'll get there. I think that's it. Freakfly's talking about more Washington racist remarks. All right. That's about it for
this Washington week. Whiteskins?
There you go.
I'm going to get hate mail from that. All one person's going to hate me.
You got to You gotta get that shit pounded before you blurt it out, man. All right, that's
gonna be. You say I gotta get that trademarked?
What? Yeah, exactly. let's go ahead and end the show, guys. Thanks for joining, everybody. We really appreciate it. Stay safe this weekend. Don't do too much drinking and driving. Actually, don't do any drinking and driving. We want to see you back here safe next week. Until then, we're out, guys. Thanks for joining. Ha ha ha.